B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Before we get to Bring the Heat, got a couple open phone lines, 610-632-0975. I have the four-pack of Flyers Wives Carnival tickets up for grabs to a good Flyers fan who wants to go, because it's a great event, right? And it's... And I would love it if non-Flyers fans or not your diehard Flyers fans want to go. But of course, if you're a diehard Flyers fan, this is an event that you like to go to every single year. We have a four-pack of tickets up for grabs, and it's always a great event. Plus, we have two pairs of tickets for the Temple-UConn game. So if basketball is more your thing, and that game's February 20th, head coach Aaron McKee and the Temple men's basketball team battles UConn on Thursday, February 20th at 7 p.m. at the Lee Corus Center. That's tomorrow. For tickets, visit alistix.com. If basketball is more your thing, we're talking Sixers as well. We're talking Sixers expectations, but we're mainly talking about how we should handle the last 27 games of the Sixers regular season. Are we going to take it game by game like we have been all season long? Or are you going to try to break it into games of like five games, six, six, and five? That would be 27. That's what I'm doing. I want to know how you are going to handle the Sixers remainder of the season. 610-632-0975. Let's do a little Bring the Heat.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O! All right, it's time for the Bring the Heat line. Bring the Heat brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here, and man, it's cold outside. Actually, I'm wearing shorts today. Is it too much to be wearing shorts today?
You're just a shorts guy.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
I am. We talked about this last week, and I like the long sleeve and the shorts, or the sweatshirt and the shorts. But, you know, it's probably still a little too cold to go shorts today, but I felt like doing it. Anyway, if your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. Let's see what we got today.
Hey, I'm liking the flyer today. I've gone from round ball to the biscuit, eh? A.B. got him a mucking and a grinding, eh? Hartsy, standing on his head. Poots and Hazy, get him up early, eh? I've already had a six-pack of moose head, and it's not even lunch, eh?
Now, I gotta say something. I love that call, right? Is the Canadian accent and basically mocking the Canadian culture, which that is, going moose head and all that, it's kind of messed up nowadays, isn't it?
I mean, it's close.
Like, I don't want to do this whole, oh, we live in such a PC culture, God. But, you know, there's accents that you can't really anymore, like, mock, right? You shouldn't be doing that, because it is, quite frankly, disrespectful to people. People always, whenever we talk hockey, there's always the guy that does the Canadian accent. Is it now getting to the point where we got to stop doing that?
See,
he's mocking the culture, too. He's going moose head on him.
Ours is so mockable. Like, the Philly accent is so mockable that I don't know if people lose sight of the other ones.
I just wonder if... Like, if you went up to Canada and started doing that, are they just going to be like, ha-ha, yeah, good one, man?
No.
Are they going to try and knock you out? I don't know. It's something we got to consider. What's next?
All right. I've been a Flyers fan since Marvel, and I've seen the real deal. They're deep. They're going far. I like them better than the Sixers this year.
All right. That caller likes the Flyers' chances better than the Sixers' chances this year. I still think that ultimately the Sixers have the brighter future because of their star power. But, again, I'm not trying to disrespect the Flyers. I really like the Flyers' future. I think they win the Stanley Cup in a couple of seasons. Maybe not this year, but in a couple of years they do. And if they do and the Sixers never do, then I'm wrong, right? If the Flyers win a Stanley Cup and the Sixers never win a championship with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, then ultimately we're wrong. But the Sixers still have a bright future because their star players are 25 and 23.
The Flyers are in year one of the competitive. And it may not even be year one. This may be like year zero. And we're just playing with borrowed time right now.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I'm leaning in. Like, that's why I'm saying I'm not getting really excited or really angry with the Flyers. I'm enjoying the ride and seeing how this thing plays out for the rest of this regular season and see how this thing plays out come playoff time. Because it's also new. It's a new organizational approach, thank God. It's a new head coach that is adjusting to today's NHL, thank God. It's star players that are young, thank God. Right? That's why I'm taking it day by day with the Flyers.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What's next?
I tell you, the vitriol of the Houston Astros is like unbelievable. If I was commissioner, I would strip them of their championship and I would cancel their season this season. Suspend them for one whole season, the whole team, the whole franchise. Just smudge them out for 1 year. It could be doable. It would be a scheduling nightmare, but still, now there's no place for it, what they did.
Well, why would you do that? It's just a piece of metal. According to Rob Manfred, it's just a piece of metal. Why would we strip them of just a piece of metal? Why would we suspend them? It's just a piece of metal, Tyler. It's just a piece of metal, so why bother?
I think the big issue becomes, I don't know if you saw this, Man City got banned.
Yep,
For 2 years. Here's the problem. They didn't get banned from the English Premier League. They got banned from championship play.
Okay.
It's a little bit different. You can ban the Astros from postseason play.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can fold a franchise for an entire season.
You can't. There's too much revenue attached with baseball. And Houston Astros playing at home. There's so much money attached. Houston Astros going on the road. It's money attached. You can't ban a team for baseball. But here's what you can do. And this was one of my ideas. Every player involved from 2017... and I would even say 2018, 2019, because you know for a fact, if they did it in 2017, there's no doubt in my mind they've done it the last 2 years, too. But let's just say 2017. Every member of the Houston Astros from 2017 should be suspended for the full season. And that even means players that are playing elsewhere. My example is Marwin Gonzalez, who plays for the Minnesota Twins. He should be suspended. If you're going to do that, he would have to be suspended for the full year. Everybody who has left that Astros team from 2017 would have to be suspended. And what do you do after that? Listen, the guys that weren't on the Astros in 2017 that are there now, they still play. And the guys in the minor league system, your AAA, AA, they get called up. And that's what you do.
So you've got a quad A roster at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's a fair middle ground, I think.
And they're going to be bad this year and good because that team deserves it. That team deserves to be punished. But look, they got nothing. And I've said it multiple times. Correa, Bregman, Altuve, Springer, they're still good. They're still going to be a good team this year. And they're still going to be in playoff contention. And they're going to be a villain. And that's why I think it's good for baseball. What's next?
Elvis has left the building. Andrew, play the song!
It's a great call. I like that goalie's name yesterday. Elvis. You can't go wrong with a... let's see. What's his last name? I got to figure this out. I'm going to totally butcher it. Elvis... Merzlikins.
It's a good try.
Merzlikinis.
We got to go ask Nat, our associate producer. He knows. Yeah. He's our hockey guy.
And then their backup is Matisse Kleveniex. So they just have all over the place.
Not Sergei Bobrovsky, that's for sure.
No, it's not Sergei Bobrovsky. And it's not Matisse Thybul, their backup goalie either. What's next?
Hello, this is Tanner Murtaugh. I'm boys at the country club with John Middleton. And just so you know, us trust fund living off aristocrats love the Phillies as much as the regular people do. And believe it or not, we give him a lot of crap for not fulfilling his obligation. But we do it creatively.
Okay, so... I really don't understand a word he said, to be honest.
So he was saying that he is part of the country club
that John Middleton's
part
of.
And even they are giving him a hard time
saying that
for
they're
not spending the money.
Going to luxury tax. Okay.
But they do it creatively. Not sure what they're getting at.
I don't either. But okay. Is that it?
One more.
We got one more. Go for it.
Yo, Andrew, I don't have nothing to say, but feel the shake.
You can turn down the music. It's, I like the, that we're doing the play the song for the Flyers. I love it. Because it's like, it's a midday show thing, right? Like, oh, well, Andrew, play the song, and Sixers song, boom, yeah, right? I've bit my tongue, I haven't wanted to say this.
You got an issue on this one.
No, I like that we're doing it. I don't like the song.
Oh, you've got a problem with the song itself.
It's a bad song. Like, it's...
Could be worse.
Yeah, it could be.
That stupid blues song.
Yeah. I didn't mind it. I don't know. It's just... Kind of better. Like, all right, so, guy, ready? We'll do this. Have the Sixers song ready. Ready? Like, Andrew, play the song! Like, boom, right? Like, it hits you. We did that, right? We did the, Andrew played a song for the Eagles, and it was the Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Boom, it hits you. And then it's just like, down there now, feel the shake. And it's like, all right.
I've been trying to advocate for the Flyers to use Party Hard by Andrew WK as their goal song for 15 years now.
I don't know what that song is. I don't know what that is. I guess you can have it ready for me. Anyways, that was brilliant. I don't know. Like, it's nice. I like that we're doing the play a song. I love it. I love that we're adding that aspect to it. I wish it was a better song. That's all. That's just me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.